In La La La, a little girl wanders around the pages of a book singing to herself. She's alone and lonely until she finds an unlikely friend, the moon. It's illustrated by Jamie Kim and authored by Kate DiCamillo, who's written dozens of children's books, including the Mercy Watson series and the novel Because of Winn-Dixie.
It is true that in the 20 years that I have been doing this, I have literally never met or talked to the artist until the book is done.
This summer, we're asking authors and illustrators how they work together or separately to translate words into pictures, or in this case, word. Because for La La La, DiCamillo gave illustrator Jamie Kim a challenge, a manuscript with exactly one word.
The only word in this is la, and I don't even know if that counts as a word. I guess it does. If you're playing Scrabble, it's officially a word.
Oh, and a doodle.
I drew this really small, terrified-looking circle. It was at a time in my life when I felt kind of small and terrified, which is actually when I think about it most days. Anyway, I drew this small, terrified circle, and then a big, light-filled circle above it, and I became preoccupied with these circles and figuring out how to make them connect. And finally, I figured it was by singing. Then the small circle didn't feel alone anymore. And then Jamie got these small circles and turned it into this symphony of singing.
As an illustrator, I first thought about creating a character which is just circle shape, but then I decided that a little girl is best suited to the story. I actually reflected my childhood personality into the main character. I was really introverted and shy girl when I was very young, and my little sister, she was kind of my first ever friend in my life. So in the book, there's a moment when the main character meets her first friend, the moon. That scene reminds me the feeling when I first saw my sister. Yeah, that's my story.
I love that so much because there's a moment at the end when the little girl's face, she's ecstatic as she and the moon are singing together. And because they're, as Jamie said, there's no text to speak of, it becomes kind of a universal experience because of the lack of text and then the gorgeousness of the art. So you open it and you automatically emotionally connect with this small child. The colors are deep and vibrant, and then they become even more so once the connection happens. Kids that don't even know how to read yet can read it, and they do. There was a woman who told me at a signing that her daughter, who was 3, read the book. I'm using air quotes, but of course that doesn't help because it's radio, and said, the girl's not alone anymore because the moon sees her. And so totally got the whole thing, and that was because of the art.
I actually kept worried that what if the readers, they would not interpret the story as I intended or as Kate intended, but every time those kind of concern hit me, I tried to think that the reader, they do not really have to feel the same way what I felt, because Kate, she has her own story and I have my own, so I want the readers to have their own stories through this book, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful, which is what we always want, because what I think every time I write a story is that it's not complete until somebody else reads it, and them reading it is not getting what I intended, but rather both of us being in the story together, the teller and the person who's reading the book.
That was Kate DiCamillo and illustrator Jamie Kim talking about their book, La La La.